Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Welcome to Blummel 199. I like that a lot. This mix slaps.
It really does.
I heard it a few days ago, and I was like, what in the fuck? It just stopped me in my tracks. I was having a conversation with someone, and I said, hey, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I think this is a really good mix. I'm not even a big fan of 70s music. Like, I am. It's like I understand it was good for the time. It sounds dated. It doesn't make me want to shake my ass. It doesn't emotionally move me the way that other songs and genres do. But mixed with like the, like,
yeah, it's really like,
what,
catchy.
The hell?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the electronic techno mix in. With some 70s classics.
Yeah, and like, it's not like one song. It's a mix of.
And they loop
mashup.
Them in. They like braid it like, yeah, a challah bread.
I like it.
I like it a lot too. It stopped me in my tracks. Hey, shut up.
Whoa.
This is a good song. I need to know what it is. So I got the information and I listened to it.
Shazamed it?
I couldn't Shazam it because I knew it was like a YouTube Willy sort of thing where it was a mix. But I got it and I listened to it on my run yesterday as I blistified my feet, which is always a fun situation to be in. And it wasn't like I could stop running because I was on a time crunch and I like ran 2.5 miles away from my home to run 2.5 for the five.
Okay.
And
is that how it works?
Yeah, that's usually how math works.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, fuck, what do I do now? And I'm like, well, what are you going to do? The damage is done. You might as well just go for time. So now I was running my ass off. It was a great run, except for the blisters. And then I felt like a loser because I'm like, why do I wear fucking cotton ass socks? You're supposed to wear the ones that like wick the sweat.
Okay.
Whatever. I fucked up. And now then you got blisters on, you feel like a fucking asshole. Although I did jet ski yesterday twice.
Yeah, nice.
That was what I thought too when I popped it. I thought it was going to be more of an oozing, but it was more of like a squirting.
Now, hold on. Was it
fucking satisfying?
So you said you used a pair of scissors?
Yeah, like the nail scissors. I sterilized them.
Well, I know, but
kind of.
So, okay. So you cut into it. Did it then squirt or did you squeeze it and it squirted?
Well, what I did is I pushed it, so it was there was already a lot of pressure.
Oh, okay.
And then once I snipped the skin, it went,
okay.
Fuck yeah! That's exactly what I wanted. And that's kind of the stuff I was talking to Janie Cakes about, because we have a lot in common when it comes to what we like to watch on the tubes.
Oh, yeah.
She watches Puss R Us, she said.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. I like the Sandra Lee.
I do too.
Pimple Popper. So we were talking about what it is, like why it tickles your brain in a way. And it's the relief. Anything that is like, oh, it's just my favorite things to watch beyond anything on the Pimple Popper is the horse abscess.
Oh, okay, here's the thing. So I'm
my breed.
I'm 1,000% with you on the pimple stuff. That human, you know, nothing that's too crazy, but that kind of stuff, I'm with you. The chiropractic stuff, the cracking and all that, totally with you.
Yeah.
Horse abscess shit, it's disgusting.
Oh, it's gallons.
Yeah, no, I'm not on board with that. That is gross.
They basically just fucking stab the horse.
Yeah.
And then you just see it squirting out. And then you're like, clearly it must be wrapping up. And then they press it and it's just a whole new set of fucking fluid.
Another snake comes out.
Yeah, it's a lot. So those are the things that I enjoy watching in my free time. But the podcast yesterday was really off the charts. Like having Janie Cakes here.
I know.
Was you just get a special insight into not only Bubba, but the family dynamic.
Like I am like for real, very upset that I wasn't here for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's recorded. I recorded it in two places. So it's definitely, we got it. And Tara's such a fucking angel from heaven. Yeah.
But
so.
Like literally that like 10 minutes of like basically off the air, Tara, the Janie Cakes, you, me talking, like,
yeah,
I'm mad I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, it was so great to see her. I'm so glad that she's a part of this. I would like to keep it like maybe the three of us from here on out. Like,
that'd be awesome.
It's really great, and I get to learn so much about Bubba because he's had such a unique and interesting life. And what it would be like to have that person as a son or a brother. Mm-hmm. And how do you deal with that? And that was one of the questions I had for them towards the end of the podcast is, you know, it's normal for you now, obviously, but
is it?
Well, no, but it's yeah. normal for you
it's
because that's all Bubba's ever really done is radio.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're accustomed to it. But what's interesting is they still know it's crazy. So when you introduce someone new, like when Tarek came into the picture, be like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I got this brother, and he's on the air, and Bubba loves it. Yeah, so it's just crazy how he's pulled the whole family in, but they give Bubba a lot of props, and we give Bubba a lot of props about just, you know, the character he's created, the show he's created, and one of the most moving things, and this happened at BARP a few times, where someone came up to me, because I think at that point, at last BARP, it was this year, 2021, but for the year of 2020,
yep.
I didn't fully understand what the show meant to people.
Right.
Like, I'm like, okay, you like the show. And, I'm not calling you a bunch of hicks or anything. I'm just,
what? You would never do that.
I was just a little confused why you would throw so much, you know, money and time at a show, maybe people you don't even really know. And so many people said that when they were going through hard times,
yeah,
that they knew that for at least 4 hours a day, they're going to be laughing their asses off and have a distraction and have something to look forward to where they could get up, listen to something that was going to take their mind off of whatever they were going through. And they said they don't know where they would be if they didn't have the show.
And I hear a lot of people, too, they say, and especially now, is they don't have time to like watch TV, to watch the news and stuff. So like they get a lot of their, not like pure news, but a lot of their like
current events
and water cooler type talk.
Right.
You know, that information from us.
Good. Yeah. And I love that. And I also have to give Bubba props for taking things that most people are talking about and it's sad or it's this or it's that. You're getting the news and you're digesting the news, but in a way that's fun, even when it's something sad.
Yeah.
So like, for example, the Astroworld tragedy where I think now not another person has died.
Oh.
It's now nine. And, you know, we get the news anchor up talking about the what happened, and she's got nice jugs. So now we're talking about her jugs.
Yeah, look
but,
her
but
up.
But now you're learning about what happened, and you're getting the information. And people are, a lot of times I think when people criticize what we do, or any comedian even, they'll be like, why are you making light of something that's supposed to be serious? Well, I'm sorry, not laughing isn't going to bring those people back.
Exactly. I completely agree.
If us not making jokes about it could reverse what happened, then of course.
And
but
I tell people that all the time. Like, I'll make an off-color joke and stuff, especially about a tragedy. It's like, look, no matter what I say, isn't going to change what happened. Like,
right.
And if it would, I wouldn't make those jokes, obviously. But, like, it doesn't, you know, like, whatever, you know, even inappropriate stuff that is said about it isn't going to change what happened.
No, it's not going to change what happened. And it's not for those people's families' ears, you know? Like, if they're tuning in, that would make me uncomfortable. But same with, like, the Holocaust, right? Something horrible happens. If you wait a few years, maybe a few decades, now it's the punchline of a lot of jokes, which
yeah,
I think
still,
that...
Still...
people get upset about it. Not me.
No,
obviously,
no.
But... you know, but people are still going to get upset. Sometimes people get upset over the things that I say, Blitz, on the air.
Really?
Even
like
when
what?
I'm making like things like jokes.
Like obvious jokes?
Like when I'm making jokes about people and, you know, when I call people, I don't know, uneducated, ignorant hicks or something like that.
Right.
People get upset about that. And it's just funny to me because the whole show is a fucking joke.
Right.
But then when I am talking about you, then you get upset. It's like, but I make fun of it. I make fun of myself. I call myself a fucking horse today. I mean, please.
Right. That was pretty
funny. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It hurts less when you say it about yourself.
Of course.
And I thought, and I'm thinking like, because I think you and I think very similarly.
Yes.
That we're always looking for the angle. And oftentimes I'll be thinking something and you'll say it and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, these fuckers are going to call me a horse. That's what I'm thinking in my head.
Right.
Yellowstone, rodeo, Anna, horse teeth, horse bitch.
Well, here's the thing, too. You got out in front of it and made it so that it didn't sting if they said it.
No.
But not only that, the laugh was on you.
Yeah.
You got the laugh and not somebody else.
Right. I got the laugh even though it was at my own expense.
Yeah. And
which
it was funny.
Prefer.
Yeah.
Yes, because then it doesn't hurt. Like, you know, when someone in chat says something and I'm like, man, wah. That's something those are my thoughts. Wah.
Right.
That hurts my feelings. But if I just get out in front of it and say it about myself, then I've taken the wind out of everyone's sails and then it doesn't hurt. It actually doesn't hurt. It actually feels quite good.
No, because you got a laugh.
Yes, I got a laugh. So yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
I'm always looking for my next laugh.
Of course,
I feel like that's. I don't want to say my purpose in that I'm here to make other people laugh, but in terms of my agenda on planet Earth, is just to laugh as many times as I can before I die, and that's why I work here. And shows like yesterday's after show, it's on my Instagram. I'll put it on the Bubba Army Instagram as well, but.
Yeah.
Where we're just kind of in a rhythm,
and
you get going and you get in a mood. You know when you just get like kind of laugh happy and you start
that's my
like when you get really tired and everything's funny.
Punch drunk, yeah.
And you start laughing,
that's my favorite thing to do.
And you're not even high. Maybe you're just tired, or maybe you've fasted for 19 hours and you just had a morsel of food
and you just got fucking calcium, dude.
It's the best. It is the best, and it feels so good. And I left. I was in a great mood the whole day yesterday, and then I saw Tara and Janie Cakes. And it was just a great day. This whole week has been great. I've been sleeping well. Been sleeping really well.
When I get to bed and stuff, I've been sleeping okay. Last night, not so much.
That's because you were driving from the camp.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun yesterday, though.
Yeah. It's a firework festival or something?
Yeah.
Fire festival?
No.
Okeechobee style or wherever it is?
It's in Groveland,
okay.
Claremont.
I'm close.
Yeah, you're only a few hours off.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, like, intermittent fast. And I know you're like, everyone is rolling their eyes like, Anna, shut the fuck up. But I'm seriously, guys, I've been living my whole life. Guys. Been living my whole dumb life, told I need to eat breakfast.
Yep.
I need to eat 6 meals a day. Who the fuck? Like, I'm just blown away at the misinformation. It really was fucking misinformation. Yeah. I was told also, I remember this was in
the food companies.
The 90s and the early 2000s that fat was the devil. That fat was the devil and it made perfect sense because why? Fat would make you fat. So you could have as many carbs as you want. This is how stupid I was. You could have as many carbs as you want, as many proteins as you want, but fat was going to make you fat. So I just remember eating, I'm not even kidding you, like a box of cornflakes in 2 days. That was like normal for me. Like a bottle of ketchup in 3 days. I would put it on everything.
What?
And I was gaining weight. I'm like, everything is fat free. What the fuck is going on? And thankfully I had a friend who wasn't a total moron. And he was a CrossFitter dude, but he was also really into nutrition, health, fitness, all that jazz. And he's like, I told him what was happening, and he just started laughing. And I'm like, that's rude. I'm coming to you. I'm being vulnerable right now.
Right.
I've gained like 15 pounds while I was like in Australia. I said, and I'm working out harder than ever. And I really was. I was running like 10 miles a day.
Oh, wow.
Like 9-10 miles a day. I was doing like a 15K every fucking day. I was doing Muay Thai. I was doing goddamn fucking yoga, Bikram yoga.
Can't out exercise a bad diet.
Yeah, but I was dumb, young, and not full of gum, but whatever. I was just so upset. I didn't understand what was going on. And here's the thing, I was never fat, but when you put in as much effort as I did and do, but as I did back then, you want your physique to kind of reflect all the effort that you're putting into it. You know, I like to look, and this is what I tell people, I like to look about 10% freakish.
Okay.
I want to look normal, but I want people to be like, oh, her fucking shoulders are popping. That's a little odd. But like to the point where it's not like, whoa, you look like a man, people say I look, but that's not true. If I'm a man, like I'm 5'3", 118. If I look like a man, that's not good for the man.
It's a boy.
Yeah, it's like I'm more like a 12-year-old Chinese boy. That makes way more sense. But I like to look about 10% freakish, where it's just you see a little bit of cut, a little bit of shred that you don't typically see on women. Yeah. But listen, that's just what I like. It's my taste. So it's hard for me to look freakish when I'm, you know, exercising like a maniac and I'm literally putting on weight. And I was just so fucking annoyed. And the same thing started kind of happening when I was working here because my feeding window, which I talk about a lot, was just so fucking big. Anyways,
it's called a mouth.
Yes, my mouth is too fucking big.
It's not called a feeding window. It's called a mouth.
My mouth feeder.
My feeding window.
into my body, which is my mouth. But it took me one YouTube video that I was enraged by the title, something that's to the effect of like calories don't matter.
Right.
It's about, you know, timing. And again, it was supposed to infuriate you.
Of course.
It was clickbait. So I clicked on it and I'm like, what does this fucker know? And he was a, you know, physician, a doctor, a researcher, and he's saying all this shit and it's starting to make sense, starting to add up.
Because there's definitely, especially on YouTube, a camp of SECO versus SECO doesn't work.
Calories
in, calories out.
What is the acronym?
Calories in, calories out.
No, but C with a C. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm thinking S. All right.
No.
Yeah. And so that's certainly a part of it, but also energy stored, which I didn't take into effect, and the hormonal response of the foods that you eat. So a calorie of this, 100 calories of this is not equivalent to 100 calories of that. You're going to get a different hormonal response. So like if you have 2,000 calories of carbs versus 2,000 calories of fats, that's going to be utilized differently in the body.
Yeah.
And I didn't take that into consideration because I'm dumb. But I basically undid about maybe 30 years of bad habits in a month, and it worked. Like, I had just a little bit of, you know, I wanted to look a little freakish. I always tell people I want to look like I can survive one famine, not two.
Okay.
You know, I want to have enough meat on my body where it's like I'm not stick thin. I don't like that look. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to survive two famines.
Okay.
You know, because that's a little too thick for me that I like, you know?
I have the, not problem, but like, so things like yesterday, and I'll be going back there in a couple hours. A lot of those guys, like, I see once or twice a year. Some of them I haven't seen for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of them, you know, they're friends, but they're not people I talk to all the time. Or, like, I'll talk to them online every now and then, like, you know, we don't hang out. And so a lot of them are guys 40, 50, 60. A lot of them are gaining weight, and they come to me. They're like, "Well, how'd you do it? Can you tell me this and tell me that?" Like, I tried doing
that. You were on
that
trajectory to look like them.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were like, "Well, how do you do this?" And so it's like, I probably had 5 or 6 conversations yesterday of like, eat less and exercise, like eat better. Like,
it's really eating is the main thing. Yeah, exercising is icing on the cake, but
well. Depending on what you eat. If you eat a normal healthy diet, you have to exercise because you still need to burn those calories.
No, you should be exercising regardless. But honestly, and this is another one of those clickbait phrases I'm going to say, but it is true. I was listening to this guy and he made a great point. He said if you're trying to lose weight, like significant amount of weight, and you're trying to make a difference in your lifestyle, exercising is a horrible way to do that. That's what he said.
If you're trying to lose weight
and you want to change something, exercise is not the move.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to change one thing, it's diet.
It's diet.
Absolutely. There's no question.
Yeah. And it was funny because he was explaining, because that in itself is very inflammatory. Again, inflammatory for the people, you know, the two people that care in the chat about it. But it is true, though, because when you exercise more, obviously you're burning more calories, you're going to be hungrier. So it's going to be harder to drop your calories and exercise more, you know. But if you really consolidate the time in which you're eating, because here's the thing, like I'll wake up like this morning and I was hungry, mm-hmm. and then I had some coffee and some water, I wasn't hungry anymore.
Yeah, if you wait through that,
yeah. So you could actually, because some people think, and this is what I thought, like if you experience hunger, you're going to experience that hunger until you get food, and that's not true. And that's what I've learned very, very recently, that if you just kind of power through, have a little water, have a little coffee or something like that, black coffee, obviously, you won't be hungry anymore. And you'll be able to, and again, that happened yesterday. I woke up hungry, and I didn't eat for like six and a half more hours.
So
like, it's doable.
Birthday boy Iggy says, I literally cannot ever eat enough anymore, which is a problem for people who do exercise and lift and all that. They've got a lot of muscle mass and they eat healthy.
Yeah,
but and you have to eat more of it, and they have the problem of not being able to eat enough.
Right. Well, that's what bodybuilders do, right? Because if you have a lot of muscle, that muscle is very costly, and it takes a lot of energy to keep those muscles maintained.
Bodybuilders are some of the few people who intermittent fasting probably is not good for, because they do need to eat every few hours so they have constant protein.
Yeah.
But it's one of the few.
Yeah. Bodybuilders still do. It depends what phase they're in, though, because if they're bulking, obviously you need to put on. But if you're cutting, you can certainly. Intermittent fasting is definitely the way to go. But if you're trying to put on muscle, you probably don't want to be intermittent fasting.
Right. And you still want that protein every few hours for muscle protein synthesis.
Yeah.
You don't want to have, like, you know, 16 hours of nothing.
If you're trying to really build.
But that's whatever.
Yeah. It depends on your goals, too, obviously.
Even in cutting, though.
Yeah, it depends on your goals. Like, I wouldn't tell fucking someone who's an anorexic. Obviously, they're good at doing it. But, you know, someone who has issues who goes on month-long fast.
Yeah.
You don't want to be telling those people, because that's the last thing they need to obsess over. But if you are in the... Here's the thing. For me, I wanted two things. Obviously, I just wanted to, like, be a little less, like, bloated mostly, because my body was constantly digesting food. I wanted to be less food-focused. And because when you're eating all the time, all you're thinking about is what you're gonna eat next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I kind of just wanted to shift gears where I could go long periods of time. Like, if I knew I couldn't eat for 4 hours, I wasn't gonna fucking choke someone out.
Right.
Because I get really angry sometimes.
You get hangry.
I get hangry. But to the point not where I start lashing out, because I don't have the energy for that. I go fucking silent, which is probably more alarming, because I talk and I'm loud and I'm annoying. But then when I just go fucking quiet, mm-hmm. I get a one-track mind. And then everything gets exaggerated in my mind. Like, if we hit a red light to the restaurant, I'm like, are you fucking? It feels like an hour. I'm like,
fucking red.
Do they turn green ever? What the fuck is going on? You know, I start getting angry. I start getting upset. But then literally the first bite of food, I start going like this. I'll start like moving around. I'm a happy girl. I just need a little bit of a bump, you know.
My God.
It used to be Coke. Now it's just Brussels sprouts. That's all I need in my life.
Brussels sprouts. What the hell is that going to do?
Tomorrow we are going to Sanford Henry's Depot.
You're right.
Okay. If you're in the area or you are a fan of the show, please come out. It's a free event, right?
It is. I actually talked to somebody yesterday who's been there before. They live in the area and they've been there a few times. They said it was pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. All right. It's mostly inside. It's mostly outside. So
from what I can tell and what I've looked up online, it basically is kind of like a amateur works type of thing.
Amateur. I call it that now. And I say that to people who don't listen to the show. They think I'm Renaissance.
Right.
Well, so they'll be like, it's amateur. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Amateur.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I do the same thing. And being that I live kind of close to it.
Yeah, you're there all the time.
Yeah.
Amateur works is cool. Like, here's the thing. Anything gets old after a while, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Same story.
I basically kind of go down there, like, and mainly if I'm going to, like, walk down Riverwalk anywhere, like, go do a walk, I kind of just walk through it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, like, excited by it at all.
No. The novelty wears off very quickly, you know.
Yeah, like, by the third time I was there, the novelty wore off.
Yeah, but it's a good meeting place. It's got a nice view. There's different places even within Amateur Works that you can kind of check out. It's nice, but, yeah, you know.
It's clean.
Yeah, I like to switch up the scenery in my life, even if it's not that much. You know, like, I'll go to St. Pete Pier, and then I'll go to downtown St. Pete, St. Pete Beach, Bay Shore, just around my house. When I was running yesterday, listening to that disco mix, which was really fun, I'm looking around at the mangroves. I'm like, I wonder how many dicks have been sucked around here. Because isn't that what it's for? Like, the Gandy Beach is known as, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Where men kind of abscond from their lives and meet each other under, you know, shady circumstances and have sexual exchanges, have no problem with.
You know, that's actually why that beach was built. Was for that reason. That's why if you look, like...
That why it's called mangroves?
Yes, there's mangroves, and then, like, there's little areas cut in for one car to fit in.
Okay, can I confess something? This is kind of like a dumb moment, but I thought I thought mangroves was a slur, like a slang.
Oh.
When I first moved here, and they're like, you know, gay sex beach, like Gandy Beach is, you know, they told me what it's known for, and they're like, you know, by the mangroves. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Mangroves. Yeah.
Good one. And then when I went, I think I saw a friend like Holmes Beach, and he was talking about the mangroves. I'm like,
You're like, mangroves
is Gandy Beach.
Holmes Beach, I get it.
Yeah, like Homo Beach. No, he's like, no, that's what they're called. I went,
the type of tree. Yeah, the type
of
plant.
I'm like, oh, fuck, now that chassis, god damn it.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens. I hate when something misses your radar, like Les Miserables, and then you're exposed by everyone. And especially, it would be less damaging to my ego if I didn't think I was smart. Like, if I was rolling around and I was lummy,
right,
and I knew and thought I was dumb,
right,
and then I said or did something dumb, well, that's just on brand. That's supposed to happen. But when you claim that you're a fucking smart person, and then you say something like Les Miserables.
And that's why I like when you do that.
Oh,
because you are not a dumb person.
No.
So when you do dumb things, it's funny.
And it's not even dumb in the sense that it's a problem I couldn't figure out. It's just I'd never heard of it. And I thought it was, I'm so stupid, I thought it was fucking Spanish. So
like, Redbeard wants to point out in the chat that that's not how it's pronounced.
Les Miserables?
Now you've ruined the bit.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if he thought I was actually... Okay, I'm sorry. See, there's too many... This is like Inception, all right? I didn't know what level we were on. But I thought it was Les Miserables, and I kind of liked that better. And people were like... I think my friend was there, and he's like, listen, people are going to forget. I had that job as a trivia host for a fucking year and a half, and every time I'd walk into that bar, hey, Les Miserables is here! I'm like, fuck! People don't forget shit like that, because it's funny.
No, you go... Look, I said it because it was funny, okay? I know how to say it.
Yeah, I couldn't work like Bubba back then. You know, I couldn't be like, oh, I know it's not corns on the cob. I fucking didn't know. And my face gave it away because I was just like, I did one of these, like, huh? Like, you know, and everyone's yelling at you, and they're yelling at you in a language you don't even understand. So I'm like, and the answer to, I used to host trivia, for those that don't know, this was probably about 11, 12 years. Oh, Christ. Yeah. About 11 years ago.
Alex Trebek over here.
Yeah, and I was like, and the answer to question 12 is Les Miserables. And the crowd erupts, and I'm just going like this. And some guy's like, Les Miserables! And I'm like, well, I don't know what you're
fucking
saying. That's
not what it says.
It says Les Miserables, you fucks. And so it was really, really embarrassing. And I had a hard time recovering that show. And I definitely made an effort to make sure I could go through everything. And here's the thing. I often pronounce names wrong, especially names of athletes, because I'd never heard of them.
Right.
But when it's something like a literary work, and you're supposed to be a smart
everybody
person.
Should know.
That's cultured. I'm like, I didn't read fucking Les Miserables in high school like everybody else.
Right.
I don't know. We missed that one. We read Grapes of Wrath, where a homeless guy was sucking Rose of Sharon's titty in the last scene because she's lactating,
yeah,
and she lost her baby.
Suck
and
up
he was
titties.
Fucking nursing her to health like Lil Wilbur. That's what I fucking read in high school.
Little,
bitches. Little I didn't titties, read Les Miserables.
Little titty sucking. Wait, what?
So, yeah, I mean,
I didn't read it either. The only reason why I knew is because in high school, like, the drama club
would like to reenact it.
Yeah, and so, like, you'd be on the, like, marquee. They're like, oh, Les Miserables
just
is playing.
Rose of Sharon with her tits hanging out.
Hey, calm squirting. Down over there.
Oh, sorry. Can't do that on Twitch. Sorry. Why did you make me do that? Don't
only,
me do
only
that.
If you're a beach streaming hot tub, whatever.
Yeah, only if you're a hot chick, you can get away with
what the
it.
Fuck?
I love that. They do that on Instagram, too, and the fat whores that I watch on Instagram that I love so much, they always complain about that. And it is kind of true. It is unfair. To be fair, it is unfair.
I agree.
In the sense that, like, when it's someone hot, you're like, that is art. Like, think about it in your life. When you see something aesthetically pleasing, you're like, that's fucking art.
Yeah.
And then you see someone gross doing it, and you're like, hey, my kids are here. Like,
if that was a hot chick squishing a roach, that'd be hot. But this nasty bitch squishing a roach is disgusting.
Yeah, and then it gets flagged, and then they always get upset that it's flagged, and they're like, why is it the case that, you know, my fat body offends you? And I'm like, dude, that's a fucking good point.
It is a good point.
It's a good point. I mean, it's just a body at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what it is? They got more reserves, man. They got storage.
Yeah, that's also very offensive.
They got more storage. Guess who's going to fucking make it through the famine? They are. They're
no,
going
to, they
I
won't.
Mean, I was going to say COVID, but that's really.
You're going to walk to get your food. They're fucked.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that, you know, that would help them through COVID, but it's been quite the opposite as we've seen.
Yeah.
The great philosopher, Timothy J. Dillon, pointed out that COVID is a, quote, Holocaust of fat people. And he's not wrong.
No.
Not wrong. So it is unfair that it's the case where we have more sympathy for good-looking people. We assume that they're... Here's the thing. I've heard people say that they assume... I've seen in studies that they assume that more attractive people are smarter. I don't make that... I think I make the opposite assumption.
I agree. I think it's opposite of that.
I think it's opposite, but of the studies I've seen, they show that... when people view an attractive person, they immediately think they're more competent and they're smarter. I definitely don't think, if anything, I believe the opposite, because those people have been able to rely on their looks.
Well,
other people have to fucking think and work. We got to go to work.
Here's the thing. I think that's probably more likely for males, and to a point. Like if you have like a good looking guy that's dressed well, you probably think he's more intelligent. But if he's like supermodel, like super hot, you're like,
he's got a six pack and he's just showing it off.
But a girl
who's smart, you think she's almost at Renaissance.
So, no, well, but a girl who's, like, extremely attractive, you're probably not thinking, oh, I bet she's smart.
That's not the first thing that crosses your mind.
But a guy who's very attractive and, like, a lot of it, too, is dressed well, you know, like...
Yes.
You know.
Like, you're a businessman.
Yeah, then you probably think they're intelligent, even if they're not.
Right, right. I would assume that, yeah.
So, I actually would go with that. But to a point, like, if they're super hot, then you're like, hey, he's probably stupid.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that when I think of a hot chick. Because if I'm seeing her and she's, I mean, you could be hot and dressed well, like a Tommy Lahren or something like that.
Right.
But if I see her and she's got an OnlyFans, I'm thinking probably not a genius. I'm going to go out on a limb and say
It doesn't mean
genius.
That you're not.
No.
But that's the assumption.
I'm just saying my first impression.
Yeah.
My first impression is that. But anywho, back to Sanford. We're leaving tomorrow. I think it's going to be fun. I'm really excited Bubba's coming with us.
Me too.
As I detailed, I've told him before, but as I detailed on the podcast yesterday, Bubba is the funnest person I know. He's addictive. His personality is addictive. What you see on the air doesn't end when the mics turn off.
No, as long as the barbs he's throwing aren't towards you, it's a lot of fun.
Can't wait. And Scott the sales pig. We got to rile him up for that shit. Because it's been about, it's been, what, Tuesday? So yeah, it's been a few days.
And he didn't mention it one time today.
And here's the thing. Anger fades.
It does.
Quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because other things come into your field of view. You get new problems. So what I and you and everybody needs to do is on the ride up there, we need to get him, not drunk. I know he doesn't drink so much, but one or two drinks.
But we need to.
Got to set up.
Here's the thing is we can't, as soon as we get in the car, rile him up. Like, we have to wait a little while.
No, no, so you that, like, you drop a little Easter eggs at the beginning.
Yeah,
you know, oh,
like,
we're going to go up there. Oh, Scott's going to be there. Then now he's thinking Scott.
Right, but we have to get him riled up so that he's peeking as we, like, pull up.
As we pull in and be like, hey, that fucking piece of shit. I'll be Bubba's hype girl like it was yesterday. Yeah, fuck you. It's going to be. It's
suck
gonna
two
be...
dicks.
Suck two. Yeah,
oh,
so we're going to.
That was funny.
Yeah, I'm going to post that on Instagram, the Bubba Army Instagram after this.
Good.
But, yeah, we got to rile him up because nothing. I want to see Scott get dressed down. And not that he slighted me, you know, he made a comment.
He really didn't.
No,
well,
and here's the thing.
He did.
He slighted me,
that's
which
right.
is fine. Like, you know, when people just say things because here's the thing. It doesn't hurt when you know that their intention is trying to hurt your feelings.
Right. Well, he was in the corner trying to punch out.
Yeah. And he's what did he say? He said something about girls he's bringing and you reached out to Anna and he's like, oh, I've been going out with girls way hotter than Anna. I'm pulling girls way hotter than Anna. I'm like, yeah, how much do you pay for them though?
Right.
Is the question we want to know.
Sure.
I don't think you get points if you're throwing dollar bills their way. That's not that you pulled them on your own accord or because of who you are, what you've accomplished. You're just paying for a good, a service, a product, essentially.
Yeah, and whatever. More power to you if you can.
And inflation's crazy, so they're probably charging more.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a problem. But I'm really excited to go. I'm excited to ride up in the Escalade. I was really mad that I missed... not super mad, but you know, it was unfortunate that I missed the, I know it was a good time had by all. Would have been better if I was there, but,
I wouldn't go that far.
Sad. Okay. Rude. I think it would have been fun to go to Fort Walton Beach and
absolutely.
There's not too many station events that we go to as a team. So it would have been cool to do that. And, you know, those are one of the few moments that we get during the year, at least in my estimation, where you actually feel like somebody.
Yeah.
Like you go to a new city where you think you wouldn't know anybody and people roll out the red carpet for you and they go, hey, thank you for coming. You're part of a team. And I'm like, wow, I'm part of something that's bigger than me and people think I'm doing good or maybe they don't, but they wouldn't tell me that to my face. So
there was a guy up in Fort Walton that works at one of the stations in that cluster up there that said he actually walked into the boardroom as we were like kind of all talking. And I forget his name, but he said hi, and he goes, oh, by the way, he's like, I worked with Anna up in Detroit.
What was his name?
I don't remember. But he said hi. Like, I think he, like, kind of maybe, like, met you once up there. Or like, if
okay.
Even, like,
do you think he'll be there on Saturday?
No, because he worked at Fort Walton.
Oh, he worked at Fort Walton. Oh, damn. I wish I knew who it was.
I'll have to, like, kind of look it up. But.
Yeah. I mean, I have very few memories of Detroit.
Yeah,
the trauma.
Yeah, I don't think he, like, worked with you. I think, like, he was there as you were there type of thing.
Maybe. It can't be anybody that I worked promo with because those people were townies.
Okay.
Born, bred.
Yeah, that would
gross.
Suck. Yeah, that's disgusting.
What's wrong with you? I had that conversation with a girl I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu with. And, you know, she's from Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or something. And this person's from Alabama. And I go, I said to her, I'm like, do you even trust people that are from here? She goes, no. There's something just not right about
them. Yeah, they're like all messed up.
They are. There's something. And here's the thing. Like, this is a great place to live. So I get it.
Fuck you, bitch.
But it
go
is.
Go
just...
fuck yourself.
But it is just a little bizarre when I meet people from Florida. And I'll even try to give them an out. I'm like. Like, from Cape Canaveral? Like, Cocoa Beach? They go, no, I'm like, from right here, from Largo.
Hold on. It'd be worse if they were from Cocoa Beach, bitch.
I don't know. But at least they, like, moved or, you know, I'm from Miami, and I left. I'm from Naples or whatever. I'm from Jacksonville, and I moved to a better city. But when they're like...
What if you're already from the best fucking city? Why would you move?
I'm from Clearwater. I'm like, oh, interesting. Like, your whole life, though? And they go, yeah. And I go,
is this not the best fucking place to live?
It's great.
Then why would you want to move?
To see some new shit. I don't know.
That's called a vacation.
No. I could never move back to where I was from. It's just such a foreign thing to me. I'm like, that's where childhood was.
Scum, this is where big old fucking nose. Thanks for the five sub, lady.
Thank you. And I definitely missed some bits before. It was like 214. Was it Bob Army Grunt?
If it was 214, it was probably Bob Army Grunt.
Thank you, Bob Army Grunt, in advance.
Yes.
And, you know,
thank you.
If
it,
I was
wrong, it was him. Thank
you,
Bob Army Grunt.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. But yeah, I just don't. There's just something about this is a transplant city. And when you meet someone who's born and bred here, you just kind of take a step back and you're like, what's your deal?
Yeah, well, when I meet someone who's fucking born and bred here, I'm like, what's up, brother? You know the fucking struggles of all these assholes that are coming in our town and ruining this fucking place. I mean.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I understand. Listen, I called you a townie the other day. You didn't like it, but I'm not. But you are categorically. Oh, he's giving me a look, folks. I'm going to look for
him. No, I am a fucking townie.
You're a town. Right. You're townie.
Right. Why would you want to
fucking
you're
the
leave?
Type of person that, like, this is my worst nightmare when I go home. And let's pretend the mall is a thing. It's not. But let's use a grocery store. Grocery store is still a thing. If I go home and I go to a grocery store and I run into somebody I went to high school with, that's a fucking nightmare. I've taken a dive under a rack of clothes to avoid talking to someone at the mall before.
Okay.
Like, I'll literally, you know, it's like a circular rack. I've emerged myself into the clothes rack because I don't want to see somebody.
Because you're fucking weird.
That is also true. But I don't want to see anybody from childhood. Childhood was a different lifetime. I cut it off. I severed it. I circumcised childhood, and I say, that is childhood. Now it's time to be a dumb young adult. Now it's time to be a dumb, you know, mid-aged adult. And that's where this is where I am now.
Okay.
Did I just admit that I'm middle-aged? Yes,
well,
I think I did.
Way advanced in the middle age.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, you double your life. What's life expectancy? 78?
30-something.
So, like, 37, pretty much, right?
Motherfucking poodle balling. Get to five subs.
Ooh, thank you so much.
Thanks, poods.
Appreciate ya. No, it'd be a little, 35. Yeah, about 38.
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah, I'm pretty much approaching middle age, which is, what the fuck am I going to do? I freak out all the time. I went to fucking Taco Dirty the other day. I see these people, I'm like, oh, they're so fucking young. Guess what they're going to be doing in 10 years? They're going to be me, going, oh, I wish I was that young. Everyone's going to get old. Everyone's going to die. Everyone's going to fucking die. Ever look at an old person, like a really fucking old person, you know, like Mitch McConnell's got a fucking pussy on his face.
That was so funny when I said that, because I'm hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking funny. He literally has a fucking cooch on his face.
He has a fupa on his fucking neck.
It's so gross. Seriously, Mitch McConnell's got the kind of face that ruins your appetite, you know, like at a barbecue. Like, if you were to show up at a barbecue, you're like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. You're like, oh.
Hey, his neck goes.
Yeah, like the pussies you like. Yeah. You fucking sick fuck. Like a door stopper. That's his face. It's just such a, and it's not even, it's beyond a gob. It's not fat. It's just old.
Fucking puss neck, bitch.
He's got a fucking, it's like his neck. If you've ever seen his neck, it looks like it's being constricted and it's just a floppy pussy on top of it. Fucking pussy lips on his fucking neck. It's gross. It is gross. What was I talking about? God, so caught up. Oh, yeah. If you've ever seen someone like that, so old, like old.
Yeah.
You know, approaching, you know, in their 90s or 100. That person, you want to know, you want me to ruin your weekend? That person used to be a baby. That was like, there was like a little like, oh, they used to be the new human on Earth. There was a time when they're like, check out my new baby. And now this baby's like, just gross, haggard, shitting itself, much like it did when it was born.
Right. They were like a 19-year-old sneaking out, doing drugs and
yeah,
having
like
fun
fucking
and shit.
Squirting. Yeah. And now Mildred is 104.
Right.
You know, and it's like, we obviously know that that's how time and bodies work, but when you really think about it, you're like, that is fucking sad. That person used to be just a new person on the planet. You know, crawling, walking, fucking, getting married, having kids, and now they can't even wipe their own ass.
Drew Grabro's eyebrow wart gifted a couple hundred bits.
Thank you.
And Scott and Big Gulp, 510
Thank
bits.
Thank you. So, I mean, to me, that's sad. And I realized recently, and Bubba brought this up, he was saying that memories are sad. And yeah. It was so funny that he said that because I had that same sentiment maybe like the day before.
When
you go on Facebook, and here's the thing, memories, honestly, good memories elicit a sadder emotional response than bad memories. Because when I look at a time where I was in a bad place, I go, fuck.
I'm way better now.
I was in a bad place. I remember I took that right after I got out of a breakup or I moved or my parents got divorced. And I'm like, I was fucked up in the head.
Yep. Doing better now.
Woo. I hated it. I'm doing so well now.
Yep.
And then, but when I look at a good memory, I'm like, oh, the good times we had.
Well,
go ahead.
No, you go.
I think the thing that I yearn for the most, it's one of those things that you miss, but you don't want back. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You miss a time in your life. Like, I miss my college years sometimes. The sentiment I had, not idealistic I was, because I was never just like a dumb idealist, but the lack of responsibility.
Sure.
The thinking that, like, I'm 21, I'm supposed to be a dumb kid. I don't have those thoughts anymore. I used to. I used to think, like, if I'm not, these are the days to be crazy. You should be getting drunk with your friends. If you're not, you're missing out. And I think I was right. But now it's like, if I did that, I would need to go to an institution. I would need to go to rehab. It's not cute anymore. It was cute on a 20-year-old. It's not cute on a 34-year-old.
Yeah.
34 and a half, I'll have you know. That's Wednesday. Oh. Okay.
Your half birthday.
I used to ask my mom for presents on my half birthday, and she would tell me to go fuck myself.
Bitch, I don't even give them to you on your real birthday. Why the fuck I give it to you on your half birthday?
This is the problem when you have rich friends, because then you compare yourself. You're like, well... You know, Lauren Sugarman got a present on her half birthday. And my mom was like, yeah, well, guess what her dad does? He's a big time businessman. And that's why he's gone every weekend, cheating on her mom.
Yeah. And I hate
your
dad.
Which was true. Which was also true. But yeah, so that's why you shouldn't have rich friends.
But so the thing about memories too, like, I agree. Cause the day before Bubba was saying that, I don't post a whole lot on Facebook. I actually almost never do now, but even back then I didn't post much. But most of what I did post was my dog, because I would do stuff with him. So when I get, you got a memory from 5 years ago, I'm like, oh, let me see what it is. And it's almost always Colt.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, it's a good memory because, like, we did a lot of shit together and we had fun and, like, all that. And I'm like,
bring it right down to zero,
like,
man.
Oh, man.
Bring it right down to zero.
And, of course, the other thing, too, is yesterday I probably had, I don't know, 10 people. Hey, how's your dog? Hey, how's Colt?
Just have a shirt. This is my dog is dead. Thanks for asking.
And then I'd be like, I had to put him down a few months ago.
God.
So then they're like, oh, what happened? I'm like, I told that story.
Why did they say, he was fucking old. Like, what do you think happened?
So I told that story probably 10 times yesterday.
Oh, that's good for you to relive. That's good for your mentals and
actually,
your chickens.
The weird part is now that I've said it so many times, it doesn't really affect me as much.
Desensitizes you.
Yeah.
Just like Kevin Hazlett said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you show the jury something gruesome, but you show it over and over again, they're like, enough. Can we see something new? I'm tired of seeing this video of this guy stepping on this guy's neck.
Right.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. These are the sorts of tweets I would make that got me in trouble and got me fired.
Oh, well, you're fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Beefanel, 1,000 bits.
Thank you very much. But
Trickney Ashley, 200 bits.
Ooh, Trickney. I'm really excited to meet her in real time.
Me too.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. But yeah, good memories can fuck you up too. And like I said, the thing that I miss the most, I think, and that I don't want back because I like having responsibility because it makes me feel like I'm a productive member of society, but I do miss the feeling of not caring about responsibility.
Yes.
And being just like, whimsically, like on a fucking whim, I left the country for a year and a half. On a whim,
right.
On an idea I had while I was doing laundry with some bitch named Danny, and who was a chick, but I was like Danielle, but we called her Danny, and she just said, "Hey, you should like go to like Australia or something." And
so
she's
crazy.
Not from Mexico; she was white. I don't know why I'm giving her. She's Romina, but I said, "Yeah, I should." And I went for a year and a half. I just gallivanted around on a fucking whim on an idea I had while doing laundry. And
so crazy.
Yeah, just so I can't fucking just whimsically just do shit like that.
No.
Oh, I was going to be making TikTok videos at an intersection. That's where that leads you.
Why would anybody do that?
FTE, Greg and Amy, thank you so much for breakfast and the 5 subs.
And Bob Marie Grant sent, 214
I see that.
Again?
Oh, 3, is it 3? 314.
I don't know. I'm blind as well.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm blind.
I've been telling myself that They were going to self-correct.
Yeah, I heard you say that today.
So my dad said that happened to him, so I'm like, maybe that happened to me.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a long time.
I think
time
my
too.
Dad lied to me, but yeah, I'm just like, oh, they'll self-correct. You can't, you know.
That always
you
happens.
You got to count. I make up science in my head to support my point sometimes, and I think my dad did
you,
as well.
You make up what in your head?
Science.
Oh.
Like, okay. I'll just be like, oh, your eye's like a callus. Like, if you just let it, you know, you rub up against it, it gets tougher. So your eyes the same way. If you just don't get glasses and
it's
help
actually,
yourself.
Your eye's actually like a pimple. You need to squeeze it and squeeze the pus out.
Yeah. And then it makes it stronger if you just don't help it out.
Right.
But that's actually not the case. It actually gets worse over time. Yeah, that I'm learning. But I don't want glasses. Because I remember, first of all, I got the most ridiculous glasses in high school. I looked like the fifth
Hold on,
member.
So you had glasses in high school?
Yeah, I'd wear them during class, but I looked like the fifth member of the Beatles.
Okay.
And the Beatles were not an attractive bunch. You know, frizzy brown hair with, you know, like a big nose and these glass. I just looked like a loser. And here's the thing. I felt nauseous probably for about a week when I started wearing them because my eyes were like adjusted. So I was like, so I'm feeling sick during calculus class. And I'm like, fuck this shit. I'd rather just not see. I don't even want to know what you're saying anyways. That's what I told teacher. Fuck this. Fuck you. I don't care about this. I can't
Suck
see.
Two dicks.
So I just I told myself that my dad was like, oh, they self-correct, and I'm like, oh, okay, because my dad had glasses when he was a kid, and then he stopped wearing them, and now his eyes are great. He said, now I have 20/20, which is probably a lie that I believed my entire life. So I just said, oh, that'll happen to me. I'm just not going to wear glasses, and they'll just self-correct.
Napa Mike, 500 bits.
Thank you, Napa Mike. Appreciate ya. Love ya. But yeah, so my eyesight is getting worse, which whatever. Now it's age appropriate. I'm like, I'm in my 30s, man. Can't see shit.
But, in my 30s.
Yeah, like, I know. It's that old. I know. It's not that old. And here's the thing is like, I don't want to spend my life. And I have these, I feel like now I'm having more like life thoughts, if that makes sense.
Of course.
In my 20s, I didn't. I'm like, I'm going to live forever because I'm young and I'm healthy and blah.
Yeah.
And now in my 30s, I'm like, okay, we got about 6 good years before you're officially like.
Did I take my pills yet today?
Right, exactly. So I'm like, all right, how do we want to set up the rest of our life? What is important to us? What do we want to prioritize? Like, I have those thoughts in my head.
Yeah.
Do we want to prioritize relationships or career? We should have a balance of both, you know? Work-life balance. That's what it's all about. And I'm doing all the self-development bullshit, which is working exceptionally well, by the way. I'm a lot more emotionally mature than the people listening, and I know you probably just rolled your eyes and laughed, but it is true.
Bunch of fucking hicks.
That's right. You're a bunch of fucking hicks. You need to start listening to Mel Robbins, motherfuckers. Get on that. That Lewis Holmes or whatever, Howell. I don't know what the fuck is. What's the other guy I listen to? Matthew Hussey. Great. Amazing. Ugh. Fucking brilliant. Tony Robbins. Whatever your fix is.
What's the guy with the question marks on his jacket? Remember that guy?
No. There's Tom Bilyeu. He's got ears. They're
Does
big.
He?
Yeah. Joe Rogan. Whatever the case may be.
Joe Rogan.
But yeah, so now just in my 30s, I feel like every day I'm just getting older and older and older. But here's the thing. Like 5 years from now, I'm going to look. Because now I think, oh, man, when I was like 29, I'll have thoughts. 29, which isn't super young, but I was like, man, I was still in my 20s and I thought I was old and I wasn't. And then 5 years from now, when I'm pushing 40, I'm going to be like, fuck, I thought I was old at 34. I was a baby. I don't want to have. I just want to, like they said in that Office quote, like, what was it about? How do you know when it's the good old days before they're over or something to the effect of that? Like, can you ever appreciate time in real time where you're not just thinking about how great things were in the past or thinking about the future, but where you're just present and you're like, wow, this is an amazing moment. And I don't want to kind of just throw it away because I'm thinking about how great things used to be.
Right.
Even though you don't even, and that's weird to miss something that you don't even want anymore. Like, I miss wanting what I wanted when I was younger sometimes.
Okay.
But, you know, like, I used to fucking, like, love going to the club on a level that's unhealthy. Like, it was so much fun for me to just get fucked up, dance around, maybe make out with a guy. I was kind of like a make-out whore because I wasn't having sex, and this was just a way to get, like, my... It was less about, like, a sexual outlet and more just about me, like, almost like flexing.
Okay.
Like, kind of how... Which is weird because usually it's the opposite where guys are like, I want a hot chick. I was like, I want a fucking hot trophy guy, even if we're making out and just someone sees us and like, oh, I was making out with a hot guy. Sure. Somehow that like upped my own credibility and my own like market value, which is untrue, but whatever. That's what how my little peanut brain thought. And still think sometimes.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what I would love going to that. Now, dude, my friend, my Canadian friend, he's mm-hmm. going to EDC and they invited me because they have an extra ticket.
Right. Who's they?
Him and his friend who he knew in med school.
Okay, okay.
I dropped him off at her house and then she's like, you know, it was I felt like we were divorced parents.
Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's another chick.
No.
Oh.
But it's just them going?
I know. Yeah. And she has a live-in boyfriend. Oh, we should get into that situation. Holy Christ.
Because
she's not listening. She has no idea.
Because so it started out this is the guy that we said the problem was that the boyfriend of her was the main problem with that with your friend coming down.
Let's do the cast of characters here so we can give these people names. So okay. We'll just call my friend we call him Julio.
Okay.
His name is Rahul. He's Indian. He's Punjabi. He's Canadian. I feel like I'm having
Jesus Christ.
His parents are from India. They moved to Canada. They moved to Toronto. They had him. He is brown.
Okay.
He is a brown man. He came to visit me and he went to medical school in the Caribbean. And he met a girl there who swings both ways. She was for years was in a relationship with a woman.
Okay.
Now she's in a relationship with a man.
Okay.
We'll call him Ryan because that's his real name. But it's a general enough name that's like there's a thousand Ryans.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And her name is Tiffany.
Okay.
It's not. It's a little bit more, you know, rare than that, but whatever.
Yeah, it's Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiffany. So Tiffany and Julio, Rahul, they met in the Caribbean. She swings both ways. She's a little bit older than us. She is a physician in Sarasota now.
Okay.
And I was kind of warned about her boyfriend that he's kind of a little offbeat. But okay. Who isn't these days? And I hate normal. I don't even know what normal means. So I was kind of interested to meet them. Apparently he's drunk a lot, which again, no problem with that. I don't really care. But I went to go drop off my proverbial son, which it really felt like I was dropping him off at his, like I was the stepmom and I was dropping him off at his mother's house.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you like her more? Like, you know, I did have those feelings and I did get a little choked up saying goodbye to him because I see him like once every 5 years and it's sad because when we talk like every other month. So I mean, we do keep in touch really well for people who aren't even in the same country.
Right.
So I drop him off. I meet her for the first time. We, you know, she seems like a very sweet person. And then her boyfriend is just rolling around like a meth addict from Newport Richey. No offense. Not saying all people from Newport Richey are meth addicts, but that's the vibe I get. I've been there once. I never need to go again. And every person I've met from Newport Richey is like, no, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you. Mm-mm. So he reminded me of that. Now, she's a fucking physician, okay? She's a goddamn doctor. She was wearing scrubs in the house. She just got home from work. And this guy, I don't know what he does, if he does anything at all. And he was just fucking wasted. And if being wasted is fine if everybody around you is wasted. But when you're just trying to have a conversation and the three adults are having a conversation about whatever, and then you have fucking, you know, meth head Ryan in the back is like, I went to EDC one time.
I dealt with that last night.
Yeah, it literally, it's such, you go like, you go.
It was like five of us, mm-hmm. and the one guy was drunk, and we'd walk away from him, and he'd follow us, and then we'd walk the other way, and he'd follow, we're like, dude, do you not get the, that's right, you're drunk.
Yeah, you're drunk. They don't get it, you know? And I was like, okay. And then we would just pause, and it got to the point where no one was even responding to anything he was saying. And not only that, they weren't even looking at him when he was talking.
Oh, yeah. No, we like totally ignored this guy. Like, he wasn't even
like,
there.
Imagine someone talking and you just stop talking. You don't look at them. You don't react to anything they're saying. That's, and then you just pause and then you continue with the conversation.
Exactly what we were doing.
I felt like that was on a level of like rude that was deserved, but I couldn't even get myself to do it. Like, I had to look at him when he was talking.
Oh.
So he just eyes locked with me. He's like, and she took me to this one festival and I saw girls with pasties. It was crazy. And you're just like, okay. Anyways, and she's like, and then I got a hydration pack, and she's showing us all the stuff she got for EDC.
Okay.
And I've been texting, you know, my buddy. I go, what the fuck is up with that guy?
Right.
I'm like, there's got to be a story. Like, it doesn't make sense where you have someone who's so smart and so accomplished and who's a physician who people go to when they have medical issues.
Yeah.
Like, you give a lot of trust to those people, like Dan, like whoever.
Yeah, your life.
Yeah, you're like, I got an issue with my fucking health. I'm going to seek the assistance and guidance of a person who is a professional in health, in medicine.
Yeah.
And if that person is attracted to someone who's like a fucking meth head, you go, what's going on?
Exactly.
How are you? What is he providing for you? You're obviously making more money than him. You're better looking than him. I just didn't get the payoff. Like, where is he? Does he have a really big dick? Because if he does, he's too drunk to use it.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? So, my friend told me that he's a recovering heroin addict.
Oh, yeah, that makes it way better.
I'm like, well, at least things are starting to make sense. Like, he was so insane. Like, I've been around drunk people sober before.
Sure.
And they'll say, like, kind of be silly and funny, but they still have, like, they're somewhat wits about them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this guy had fucking nothing. So I was just really, I was confused. I was befuddled. I didn't understand what was going on. Do we need to take a break?
We do.
All right. We're going to take a break right now. I hate to do this so abruptly. I didn't realize it was almost 11:30.
Yep.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Perfect.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back. We need to take a break for editing purposes, right?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
People that hear the podcast just heard a commercial probably.
Cool. Nice. So I know that you have to get to camp pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, we kind of need to finish the story though. Your friend. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. The meth head. I found out he was a meth head.
Right, right. But the thing is...
Oh, not... yeah. I know where you're going with this. So you're going to EDC.
Yeah.
The wet whistle. Now they're going to EDC, and I thought that the three of them were going to go, which is a weird mix. So it's like you have this, like, so here's the cast of characters. You have this chick who's a physician who has, not trying to throw her stuff out there, but she has borderline personality disorder.
Okay.
She had a rough upbringing, as far as I remember. You have an enormous brown man from Canada.
Okay.
And you have a skinny, scrawny meth addict from Newport Richey, but really like Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Okay, that's the cast of characters. So these people are all friends, and they were going to go to EDC together.
No, but we had the issue with your friend staying at this lady's house or whatever, and the her boyfriend like being okay with that.
Yeah, which honestly, I would be more okay with that if I was living with my girlfriend and she had, you know, if I had a girlfriend, whatever. And she had some guy staying that I knew, that I talked to, that we were friends with, and he stays in the guest bedroom and whatever. Like, yeah, who cares?
You're right.
I would be probably more alarmed if they were alone together in a home.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But and then still, it's like, where is the sleeping arrangement?
It's still a weird flex, but okay.
You know, it's always a weird flex when it's somebody else. But when you're like, oh, no, but we're a friend.
Of course.
Know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's like, oh, no, look it in. You're like, that's fucking weird. Yeah. Who could do that? But then we can all think of a person who's like, oh, yeah, I was friends with this chick in high school. We never fucked, but we got along great and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things. They've known each other for so long, probably at least a decade by now.
Okay.
So whatever. I don't think he's met her the boyfriend before. Anyways, so my buddy's staying at their house. He has his own room. Everything's fine. Everything's separate bathroom and everything. And then I learned that the boyfriend is actually not going to go to EDC.
Yeah, that is, like, weird.
So then also understanding the dynamic where she hates him. You could tell by the way she looked at him. The only story that she told about her boyfriend in his presence, so he's there and he's, like, laughing, but it's kind of sad. There was, like, a dead animal in their backyard.
Okay.
And she's at work, like, handling patients, saving lives,
right?
And he was unable to, like, call, I don't know, an exterminator, someone to remove the animal from the home, and it smelled really bad, and he just kept saying he has a weak stomach, he can't do it.
Oh my God.
So he's blowing up her phone. This was in August, I think, so a few months ago. He's blowing up her phone while she's at work. She's like, I'm fucking at work, what do you need? And he's like, oh, there's this dead, like, opossum or something.
Hold on. He's calling her to say this?
And he's at home? Yes, he's at home, and he either was, like, out of work or didn't have work that day. And she's like, call somebody. And he, like, didn't know how to fucking do it or whatever. So this bitch had to come home after work, you know, after working 12-hour shift or whatever, comes home, and she takes the animal and discards it.
What a bitch!
Yeah. And he's like laughing. He's like, I have a really weak stomach. Call someone.
Okay.
Call 911 if you have to.
Hold on. It's okay if you're gagging as you remove the animal. If you have a weak stomach and, like, it's making you gag as you do it, okay.
But just get it done.
Right.
Or call or pay for someone to get it done.
Take care of it.
So your woman comes home after literally a full day of work, and then she has to deal with that and remove the animal. And she said that she threw up in her mask. Like, she did. Not only did she get it, she vomited.
Okay.
And if she got it done.
And if he threw up, okay.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. That shit's gross. Like, if you're going to throw up, like, okay, but do it.
Yeah. So he's like giddy laughing. And she is
disgusted by it.
She's disgusted, and she's just like, kind of like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you with this guy?
Yeah.
It's totally mismatched. Like, he should be with someone, you know, not trying to stereotype, but he should be someone that, like, lives in a trailer.
Right.
Not in a nice home in Sarasota that she pays for. And I'm sure he makes some money, too. And I inquired about what he did without trying to sound judgmental or anything. And whatever he was doing just added up, kind of like odd jobs here and there. Mm-hmm. Whatever, he explained. It was something with, like, hurricane protection homes and whatever.
Okay.
So, but with how much he drinks, I'm like, he is 100% driving drunk to work every day.
Oh.
If that's how he drinks at night. Like, there's no way he's going to wake up and be sober because
he was really
fucking wasted.
Yeah, no, he stays drunk.
He just stays drunk.
Yeah.
Because if he's drunk, he's not doing heroin. So I think that's the...
Yep.
And that's the sad part about addiction is it's something that... it's a trade-off. So you may quit alcohol, but now you're a chain smoker. Or you quit cigarettes and now you're a gambler. Like, there's always something you need to fix. Even exercise, which I would say is probably the thing that I am, like, addicted to out of fear. Even that can fuck you up. Like, it fucked me up. Like, I done fucked up my body. Permanently.
Yeah, you did.
I did, yeah. I ruined my bone density. It seems like I'm going to have issues with that. I got a DEXA scan a couple years ago.
And I gotta take calcium pills.
That's why I take my calcium pills. That's what I was like, hey, doc, can I chop these, crush them, and snort them? And he's like, I prefer you did it. I prefer you just take a calcium pill like a calcium pill. Mm-hmm. Trying to make everything a fucking party. I'm like, sorry. Trying to have some fucking fun.
I don't want any ear pills.
Yeah, I want to crush them and I want to snort them. And it looks like coke. It's like, I'm like, calcium, fuck yeah, let's go. No, but yeah. So, I mean, you could take anything to an extreme where you take something good and you turn it bad. Although I would argue that doing a little bit of heroin isn't good for you. You know,
You don't think so?
Yeah, it's not one of those like mid, like, it's good if you overdo it, it's moderate, everything in moderation. It's like, no, don't do fucking heroin in moderation. Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't have people to do drugs that say the same shit. Yeah. I only do it a few times a year, it makes it okay. Oh, wait, I don't know why I'm doing your voice.
Yeah. But yeah. My last interaction with Rock, I think I really scared him. And I was kind of really mad we didn't have Kevin's Law this week for me to redeem myself. Because I was really hoping I could be like, we don't have to talk about that, but that's because the last conversation you have with someone is the kind of that sticks with you.
Yeah.
Well, until you can redo it.
We got scrolled off this your friend this chick going to EDC together by themselves.
Yeah. And you know what people do at EDC?
Probably drugs.
Drugs. They do. And they will. And if you go to EDC and you don't do drugs, shame on you. Fuck you. Because if you just experience it sober, that's not the point. You're supposed to go to Fantasyland. Electric Daisy Carnival isn't meant to be experienced in sobriety. It's supposed to be experienced either on DMT, acid, Molly, coke, weed, alcohol, or any
heroin.
And all combinations.
Fentanyl.
No.
Lots and lots of fentanyl.
Stop. You're ruining it.
Oh.
No meth and no heroin. Mm-mm, no.
Lidocaine.
No. Maybe a K-pen or something, but don't do that. Don't do heroin.
Nitrous oxide balloons.
No. Mm-mm. Those aren't fun drugs. I know fun drugs. Ketamine is fine, but that's horse tranquilizer. Yes, so what?
Kettlebell.
Have you seen these teeth? I am a horse.
Didn't work this time like it did earlier.
Yeah, but they're going to be alone in an Airbnb. Going to EDC and doing drugs. Now, every time that I've been to a festival, I either need to go with someone I am dating. Bubba Army. I said Bubby. I love you, Bubby. R.I.P. Bubba Army Grunt 214. Thank you. I either need to be going. Ooh, 843 Bubba 1000 bits. Thank you very much. If you're going to a festival, you either need to go with your girlfriend, boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
or baby, whatever your person is. Like that's a move right there.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, for sure.
Or like I would want to go with just girlfriends because you're be now everyone's going to try to turn this into a sexual thing. You're going to be like touchy feel. You're going to be hugging each other. And it to me, I would rather be with like a girlfriend than a guy I'm not fucking and a guy I'm not trying to fuck.
Right.
So that's definitely not the move. So the fact that they're friends of the opposite sex, now I don't think that they're attracted to each other.
Okay.
And like I said before, it seems like she's dated more girls than guys. So I don't know. But I would be just really confused if I was Ryan the meth head.
I'd be like, well, you're confused probably too drunk to even fucking know.
Right. Confused as to why you would want to go with that combination and what's I don't know. Now, I don't think anything is going to happen between the two of them. And it was really weird because when I was leaving and they were talking about EDC, he told my friend, hey, take care of my girl.
Wait,
like,
what?
Make sure nothing happens to her. Like, they weren't leaving. But we were talking about EDC and it was like 5 minutes before I left. And he said, they were talking about how much fun they're going to have. And he's like, yeah, you got to take care of my girl. She's all I got. I'm like, weird.
I hate people sometimes.
It was just a very bizarre sort of situation. But that's why I'm involved in it, right? Because it's my life and my life is weird.
Yeah.
And weird shit happens. So they're going to EDC. They're leaving now. Or they're leaving in about 20 minutes, I think, to go to Orlando from Sarasota.
Okay. Like, that's not okay. I don't know. Like, even if nothing happens, like, I get it, but, like, that's still, like, that's just, like, disrespectful, though.
Yeah, but here's the thing, like, a similar situation kind of happened to me, but didn't happen. I'll explain. So, one of my best friends here is Will.
Kills. Okay, yeah.
I talk about him frequently. Yep. I know he works for The Bone, which is the, you know,
the devil,
but... you know, the Whatever. Devil employs some good people. Okay.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Calta. It just, he's my friend. We bonded. We get along great. I'm still really good friends with Johnny. I'm still really good friends with Will. I loved working with them. They're great people. Will and I are really close.
Okay.
Really close.
Yeah.
We've never hooked up. We've never almost hooked up.
Right.
We've never had even like a conversation that got to the point where I was blushing. Like, it, okay. Never.
Okay.
It's strictly like friendship.
Okay.
Which I understand people on the show don't understand sometimes. They're like, yeah, girls and guys. Would he fuck me? Maybe, probably, you know, if I was like, I want to fuck me. And he'd be like, all right, whatever. But yeah. He's not trying to.
Okay.
And functionally, we are friends.
Right, right. Okay.
Whatever the attraction, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Functionally, we act as friends, and we are good friends, and
okay.
I would say one of my best friends.
Okay, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I bet Will. He's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's a little odd now is, like, back in May, during my birthday hang, he was like, let's go to Orlando for this
okay, yeah.
lecture, free-thinking libertarian conference. I know it sounds lame as
hell. Podcast Willie.
Right, Podcast Willie. Now, it ended up being the same weekend as the wedding, and Will was going to a bachelor party, so, but we booked it, we planned it. We, you know, mm-hmm. He didn't have to put any money down on the hotel, but he did book a hotel.
Okay.
And I imagine it was one room with two beds.
I would think so.
And I was supposed to go on this trip, and I was planning on doing it for about 5 months. Grabo eyebrow wart. What is that, like 50?
Yeah.
Thank you, Bits. Appreciate you. And in that interim, Will was talking to a woman and is now dating her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they're together.
Yeah, they
even
are.
If it's whatever titles are here or there, but whatever. They're together. He has a girlfriend, let's say.
Yeah.
Now, if I went on this trip and... It never once was it even brought her. She was not even brought up once about, you know, if she would be okay with that. If and I was thinking, like, from her perspective. Now, I've met her many times. She's super cool. I fucking love her. She's great for Will. He's great for her. They're great.
I met her as well.
She's really, really sweet. Sweet girl. But I'm like, I can only imagine how uncomfortable she feels if her boyfriend and one of his best friends, who's a chick, a hot chick. Go to Orlando.
But where do you factor in here?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Oh, okay.
Go to Orlando for a weekend and share a hotel room. Now, that's a lot of trust.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it would make me uncomfortable for sure if I was her. You know, why are you hanging out with this chick? Why are you sharing a room with this chick? You know?
Because hotels are expensive.
Yeah, but
no, but I mean...
I feel like I feel like sometimes I need to step in and say, this is inappropriate for her sake. I would feel uncomfortable if I were her. I don't think she would ever say anything.
Okay.
She understands our dynamic. Red Flaccid 9.
Ned's Flaccid 9.
I'm sorry. Ned's Flaccid 9, 199 and Bitch A1. Thank you. She understands our dynamic.
Sure.
Thankfully, she's met me before. She understands. And every time I see her, with the exception of my birthday... Like, I've looked like shit, not even on purpose, but that's just how I roll around.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, this girl's definitely not trying to fuck Will. Like,
right.
She looks gross. She looks really gross. Like, I always say my style, like, some people are like, I'm preppy. I'm like more bohemian. My style, my preferred style of clothing is finals week. That's what I call it.
Oh.
If you've been to high school, but especially college, when it's finals week, when it rolls around.
Yeah, I can tell when it's finals week.
Hair's up, bun, oversized hoodie, sweatpants,
Hold on. You need to go walking through UT sometime. It's like that all the fucking time.
Really?
Now. Oh my God.
That's what happens.
They like literally don't care. Like, it's literally like everyone's just wearing their fucking pajamas.
Well, it's a commuter school as well. So it's different.
What are you saying about my UT?
It's just a commute. It's just not a real school. It's not a real place.
What? How dare you?
It's a fake university. It is. It's not real.
Look, the 10 times a day I walk through there, it looks real to me.
The UT, I'm sorry for anyone that's in Tampa and that goes to UT. It's not. You actually go to a fake university.
I've walked through UT, I think, twice ever. Three
times.
Yeah,
it's have you heard of like Phoenix University or like DeVry? It's like, it's just there's buildings, so it seems more credible, but it's not. It's actually a fake university.
It's gotten better the past few years, but yes.
Shut the fuck up. Stop trying to defend this fake place. It's not even real. Okay. Are you leaving?
I'm going to fucking throw something at you.
It's a monkey. Yeah. So that's how I roll around. Like, it's finals week all the time.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I like to not try. And I think the people, you, the ignorant, I'm just kidding, the people of the Bubba Army, one of the best compliments that I've gotten from someone is not like, you know, I'm not the hot chick. I'm not Janessa. I'm not a porn star. I'm not a stripper. I don't have the tits. I don't have the blah, 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 blah. No. I'm relatable.
That's where I was going.
Oh, right. When people say, like, you're so relatable, and I think a lot of people would take offense to that. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You know, like, you're unique.
Because they're not allowed to say the other word.
Right. But when people are like, fuck, I can relate to this chick because she's kind of like rolls around gross and she just doesn't really care and she gets made fun of and she's, you know, has crippling self-doubt. And I identify with that. And those are the people I like the most, is the people that I feel like I can relate to.
Yeah.
I may admire the people that are hot or that are more successful than me or whatever. I admire them, but like, I'm like, I can't, you can't relate to me. You don't get me.
Right.
But when I see someone like on social media and I'm like, oh, they're relatable, I'm like, fuck, I really like that person because I can relate to them. I can see myself in them.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, you can see yourself in them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I like that compliment, and so that I'm really doing it for you. So I know the people say, Anna, like, stop looking so ugly all the time. But what you're really saying is, don't. We love it. We love the way that you look because it makes us feel better about ourselves. So, and, hey, so, I'm here for you.
So let's say that this thing in Orlando went down. Like, would you say anything to Will's girlfriend? Or, like, how does that go?
I would probably say, because I think there was a month or so, or two when I was planning on going to the wedding. I was like, dude, I think I'm going to this wedding. But if it was for sure going down...
Wait, what wedding?
I went to a wedding in California. It was the same weekend.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the same weekend he had the wedding.
No.
Okay,
I had the wedding.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
So I probably would have at some point been like, hey, have you run it by your girlfriend?
Okay.
What does she think about this?
Okay.
Is she okay with it? He didn't even... ask her. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. If it's just kind of like I'm the free pass because it's like it's fucking Anna sort of a thing.
Okay.
Which I think is the sort of I'm not someone new. I'm not someone that came into his life after she. You know, I was already there.
Would it be less weird if she was there as well and like they slept in one bed and you slept in another?
Would
that be less or more weird?
It would be, I think, weirder because then it's like, okay, you don't trust us or you don't trust me or something like that. Or you think I'm going to make the moves on your man, which I'm not. But I also understand that it would probably give her more peace of mind. So I wouldn't be weirded out in that sense. But, you know, that would have been possibly a possibility. But it seems she knows me. I think she trusts me enough to know. Again, she sees the way I roll around with Will. And she's like, oh, definitely. She's not trying.
Right.
And she's like, are you trying to be ugly? Like, it's to that point. Or, I mean, I think the first time I met her, I remember I was like, hey, check out this huge pimple I popped on my leg. And it was just oozing. She's like, that's cool.
Oh, I got some fire ant bites I have to show you.
Oh, those are fun. I did jet ski twice yesterday.
I just popped one just now. That's what reminded me.
Jet skied on my foot. I really did think of, you know, the jet skiing
that
Bubba
loves.
I'm sure you did. And I swear to God on my life, because Rachel wasn't there. She's in Ohio right now.
Mm-hmm.
I made the jet ski noise. Like, I orgasmed. Because I pushed the blister, like, at the top so you could see all the fucking fluid underneath it. Mm-hmm. And then I fucking did a little snip snip. And it was like, psst, and I went,
And your neighbors were like, oh, Rachel's up to it again.
Yeah. And then I was like, fuck, I hope the other one's just as good. It wasn't. The left foot was much better than the right, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. I'm like, do we even take a call at this point? I feel bad. I put people on hold like for 2 hours. I might as well just keep them on hold. All right.
Well, we got to hurry up either way.
All right. What's up?
Well, now I think it's going to be a letdown.
What's up? Do you want to talk about something we were talking about like an hour and a half ago?
Well, on the subject of substances, I listened back yesterday to Bubba, and he said... you know, don't be Johnny Advil your whole life. Everybody does something. Don't get me wrong. If you remember, I said I was in rehab with Flavor Flav at one point.
Right.
I've done every drug.
Well, that explains a lot.
Okay. The delay. Was that your phone delayed or your brain? It's hard to tell.
I've smoked enough weed to fill a swimming pool. Like, I used to do all that stuff.
Okay.
I don't anymore. The way I sound is residual effects of that.
Yeah, because I fucked up your goddamn brain, Mike.
Yeah, you're high for life now. For life.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
You know, because
so
I have nothing against it. In fact, you know, because I used to party hard. And then when I tried weed by itself, I'm like, oh, shit, I get paranoid as fuck. This is
yeah, that's why you have to pair it with benzos.
Do weed with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But But I have nothing against, you know, doing it. I just don't anymore. I'm a single dad. I try to be responsible.
Aren't you fucking some bitch?
You met my daughter and my
son. Yeah, I did. I met your daughter. How old is your daughter?
I think they're good looking, well adjusted kids.
Is your daughter good looking?
Well, she's young. Ask him how old.
She's 21.
How old's your daughter?
Oh, she's 21? Why did you say so?
Wait, isn't he the one that's fucking that chick that you met at the pumpkin patch?
Yeah, I met his daughter, too. I thought she was, like, 16, though.
Oh, she looks young.
You didn't say she was 21.
Yeah,
My other daughter you didn't meet is turning 18 in December.
Oh, perfect.
Oh.
Yeah, it's already on Blitz's calendar. We know.
Yeah, I got a countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't. Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, don't fuck my kid.
You got enough stock followers.
Why would you?
Yeah, don't fuck his kid.
Why would you bring her around me, Mike? You should know better.
He's a predator.
Well, I just wanted to clarify that I'm not against doing stuff.
Yeah, we know, Mike. You said that six times already.
Can't.
We know.
Yeah.
That's that honest
you druggy motherfucker.
Your high ass brain can't understand what you're saying. Love you. Sorry.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
You waited an hour and 12 minutes to say that. An hour and 12 minutes to say that six times.
Oh, fuck.
Poor guy. Sorry. All right, last call and we got to go. Hello, who's this?
I was hoping to maybe get you to sing me a sexy happy birthday.
Okay,
happy
you're right. Birthday. I will.
Like
I will.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah. I will.
Go ahead, Blitz.
Happy Bizzer dizzy tizzu yizzu. Are you done yet?
I'm almost there. I'm almost
keep
there.
Going. Let's
well, you
going.
Better hurry.
Come on, shake that fat
Stop
juicy ass.
I'm trying to finish.
Shake that fat juicy ass.
I should have.
Cole was an awesome dog. I totally understand you. You kind of getting down when you see pictures of Cole. He was an awesome dog. He was really cool. I met him a few
Fuck
times.
Fuck you for bringing it up, you asshole.
Are you going
to
be there tomorrow, Iggy?
Before the end of the show. What is tomorrow? What's no,
Saturday?
I'm not going to be there.
No.
I will be at Dr. Dan's on Sunday, though.
Yes.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, Anna, you're a wonderful, wonderful host, and have a great weekend. You're so special.
Shut
we all
fuck
love
up.
You so much.
Fuck you.
Even though
fuck
we're all
you.
Dumb fucking hicks.
Suck two dicks, you hick!
Go suck
See,
dick
Iggy.
Hick.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
OFF as well.
Happy birthday, OFF. She's got a great ass, but an even sweeter heart. You know, she's such a sweet lady.
Is her heart sweet?
Uh-huh, it is.
Because her ass is.
Okay, we got to go. Thank you for... Oh, what did I miss? Bob Armory Grunt, 214. Thank you so much.
Everybody
yes,
have an awesome weekend.
Special.
Hopefully some of you guys can come out
to the event in Sanford at Henry's Depot. We'll be there anywhere between 6:30 and 7, I imagine. Probably
we love
till
all
about 10.
You fucking hicks.
We love the fucking hicks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on the other side. Bye.